The Irish economy has entered a technical recession. New data from the Central Statistics Office has found the economy, as measured by gross domestic product, contracted by just under 3% in the first 3 months of the year. However, the economy overall expanded by almost 10% last year. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, is with us in our studio. What do the figures from 2022 tell us, Will?
Well, Gavin, we have two tranches of data, as you say, from the CSO today, one for 2022, one for the first quarter of this year. In terms of last year, it shows that as a whole, the economy as measured by GDP grew by 9.4%. Now, that's less than the 12.2% that had previously been reported by the CSO provisionally back in January. But it's still a very healthy result. And the data shows very significant performances by sectors that multinationals are involved in, like globalized industry, which grew by 18.7%. ICT, which is obviously dominated by the tech sector, which grew by 7.1%. And in overall terms, the multinational sector or sectors grew by 15.6%. But the data also shows that when you strip out the effects of multinationals and other things that skew the figures, the underlying performance of the Irish economy was really good in 2022 as well. Modified gross national income, or GNI star as it's known, which is seen as a much better measure of how overall economic activity here is, because it strips out globalisation effects like aircraft leasing and the flow of intellectual property that are quite specific to Ireland and can skew GDP. It expanded by 6.7%. And then modified domestic demand, which measures the underlying domestic activity in the economy, it increased by 9.5%. And that was driven by personal spending on goods and services rising strongly as COVID restrictions came to an end. So a strong performance across the economy, driven, as I say, in the main by multinationals. Here's Chris Sibley from the Central Statistics Office.
Really strong growth year after year and continuing into 23 now in the pharma, the tech sectors, medical devices, everything showing very, very strong results in domestic elements like their wages paid, but as well as that their corporation tax and their profits.
Now, there's been a revision to the first quarter, Will.
Yeah, in the first quarter of the year, the CSO is now saying that the economy contracted by 2.8% as measured by GDP. And that's less than the contraction of 4.6%, which was what had been estimated a few weeks ago back in June. There's a mixed bag in those figures. The strong multinational performance did continue, but in the domestic economy, things were not quite so strong. The construction sector, for example, increased by 4.3% quarter on quarter, while agriculture, forestry and fishing expanded by 2.1%. Finance and insurance increased by 8.4%, and distribution, transport, hotels and restaurants, that sector grew by 1.7%. But then arts and entertainment, for example, that sector recorded a marked decline of 22.3%, while professional and administrative services fell by 2.5%. And that meant that the domestic economy, as measured by modified domestic demand, as I mentioned earlier, that only grew very slightly by 0.1%.
So that means the economy is now in a technical recession?
Well, not so much in relation to modified domestic demand, but certainly it does, because there are caveats to all this. So basically what happened is that back in June, the CSO said that it had got more figures in. It was downgrading its estimates for economic growth as measured by GDP for the last quarter of 2022. And instead of growing, it had actually contracted, but only by 0.1%. And because there had also been a contraction, or has also been a contraction in GDP in the first quarter of this year, that meant that we now have met this technical recession definition, which is two quarters of negative growth. That still remains the case, but the CSO now says that the contraction in the last quarter of last year is even smaller than they thought, so possibly just flat or more or less zero growth. So they aren't putting much emphasis on this technical recession idea. The big question now, though, is given that the economy contracted in the first quarter, will that carry through to the second quarter, which would make the recession a bit more definitive? But certainly when you look at the strong performance in tax receipts in recent months and the fact we're in full employment and other strong economic indicators, it's pretty hard to see that happening.
Falling slowly. Will Goodbody, thank you. More on the news at one after this break.